It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, let's head down to Lake Fork and visit with our buddy Seth Vanover. Seth has been showing me some pictures of some big crappie. Seth, thank you, buddy, for being with us.
Thanks for having me, brother.
You know, I start this off probably the same many times when we visit, but you've been posting some pictures, you and other guys too, of some big crappie. I mean, whoppers.
Man, it's that time of year right now on pretty much any lake, you know. But I've got my heart set on two of them, Fork and Lake of the Pines.
Yep.
It's just that special time of year, and it doesn't end until I don't know when it ends. Really.
late, let's just say late winter / early spring. The thing is, on both of those lakes, a lot of crappie are caught from deep water. Any fish pulled up quick from deep water gets what we call the bends, or it can. And so thus, every fish, every crappie you catch, you wind up putting it in the skillet, right?
That's right. First 25. You got to keep the first 25. The MML, the minimum length limit, has been suspended until the end of February.
Yep. So, you know, I mean, for people that love a good crappie fillet, I mean, that's a pretty good thing, Seth.
You know? Hey, something that's not, you know, people don't want to go out there and catch 25 of them 8-inch fish. I get it. But keep this in mind. You knock the head off that thing, scale it, and gut it, and you fry it whole. I'm here to tell you, an 8-inch crappie fried whole is a delicacy. That thing is delicious.
You're not kidding, and we'll take it. You know, we always pride ourselves in our show and our visit, Seth, of going a little bit deeper into the outdoors than some people. You get that very crispy fried fillet, or the whole fish, let's put it that way, and take your fork and, you know, right down the backbone. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Take that fork and just pull it back, and the meat falls right off the bone. And it is. It's like eating a big brim or a big bluegill, or, you know, something about frying it bone in like that. It does. It adds something to the flavor, I think.
Of course, now I've eaten your cooking. You can make a boot taste good. You can cook anything. You cook better than my mom. I'm telling you.
I kid my family. I really do say Christmas or whatever when it, you know, baking the turkey and, you know, the dressing. That's, of course, the ladies do most of all the other stuff, but I always kid them. I said, I love baked turkey and dressing made right. And I kid them, you know, you've got to give these lady folks some kidding every now and then. They'll get the upper hand of you, Seth. I kid them. I say, you know, I'll tell them, I say, you know what? I can cook this stuff better than any man I've ever known. And most of the old East Texas country women over the age of 80, I can outdo them.
I get
a kick out of ribbing them about that, you know. But yeah, I mean, fried. So you and I always get off on a tangent talking about eating.
Yeah, we do.
Eating from, but that's good. I think there's a lot of people listening to us that say, I bet old Seth and Luke do know something about cooking and eating some good food, outdoor stuff.
Oh yeah.
You know, on the same topic, here about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I took some venison, and I like corned beef a lot. You know, Reuben sandwich, that's one of my favorite sandwiches. I took some venison and corned it. Very simple. All it is really a mixture of seasonings and cured it for 24 hours and made some, I tell you what, Seth, as far as people that like Reuben sandwiches, this venison, there's more ways to use it than just chicken frying it, I'll tell you, you know.
Well, you wrote a book on the pig, so, yeah. I mean, I know you need to write a cookbook.
Yeah, that's what people tell me. Yeah, in that last book, I did throw in some just basic old camp cooking, you know. Larry Wysoon at the Dallas Safari Club this year, he wants, they have a stage there. Well, you know where you've been there. They have a stage there. I had a rattling contest for several years, but he asked me to do a cooking seminar. I told him, I said, Larry, I'll tell you, you know I'm no chef, but I am a pretty good old camp cook. I've got a few recipes that are really good at camp. I said, how about if I get two or three other guys up there that are also good camp cooks? So that's what we're going to do at the Dallas Safari Club in January. Probably take about 45 minutes, but me and I've got actually three other guys, and I'm just going to let them share. You know, I mean, you can learn some stuff kicking around hunting camps and stuff for 100 years, and some of these old boys, I'm going to let them share their recipes too. Well, Seth, back to the crappie. Let's get some tips that'll help people catch some. Jigs, I know they'll hit minnows just as well or better, but what are you using mostly?
I'm 99% of the time jigs.
Uh-huh, yep.
And tip with a crappie nibble.
Crappie nibble.
It's pretty simple. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, right now the water's starting to really chill down, so... You know, if you want to get out there and do the spider rigging with the minnow rigs, you can do that on fork or pines.
Mm-hmm.
And get out there in the flats. You got to be careful on fork because of the timber. But if you want to get out there on that main river channel on pines, in that 28, 30 foot of water right there on the edge of the creek channel, you're going to start catching a bunch of fish. They're just, you know, if you find a good school, you'll find this big crappie in there. Just the problem with doing that, you're going to catch those 8, 9, 10-inch crappie,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not the big ones, but I don't fish like that anymore. You know how I fish now, due to the electronics.
Yep.
It's all head hunting with me now.
You know, you're picking and choosing them now, you know.
Yeah, I really am. I mean, our last 3 weeks on pines has just been deadly. You know, you can pull up to a tree, I can count how many fish are on it, I can tell you how deep they are, I can tell you how big they are, and if I want to even try to catch them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know what the naysayers say about that electronics, I get it, but my clients sure love it.
Yeah. Well, you know, it produces fish, and then the bottom line is, you know, it's just fun. I mean, it's fun to see what's down there and watch your bait go down. You know, spider rigging is, I fished, actually, to be truthful with you, three times. I was doing articles, crappie articles, three times in my life. I couldn't think of a more productive way to, especially when fish are scattered, you know, when they're roving, chasing shad, spider rigging, how to catch more. And I am certainly not knocking that, because it's very popular and it's a good way to put lots of fish in the boat. But there's something about having your hand on that rod and reel and that feeling that thump, you know, right there. And then you are setting the hook. It's, to me, that's the way I like to catch fish. But like I say, it's the other method is most definitely very popular, and I know a lot of tournament anglers use that now, don't they?
Oh yeah,
uh-huh.
And there's nothing wrong with spider rigging.
Oh no, no.
I've got a small setup for it,
mm-hmm.
for when it gets super duper cold.
Yeah,
I don't just want to hold a rod. I use it to hold my rod. That's all,
yep.
I use.
Exactly. Now, and just bump around there and with your trolling motor. But describe that to a lot of people. May not have ever fished. Not just everybody does that. I mean, mostly pros, guides, you know, that use that. Describe that process, Seth. A lot of people might pick up something there, you know.
The spider rig?
Yep, yep.
Okay. Me personally, I use 12-foot poles for it, and all it is you have an array of rod holders either on the side of your boat or at the front of your boat, and you got to have rod holders. That's the whole idea with this thing, because you're using multiple rods. I've seen as few as four and as many as 16 rods.
16?
Out the front of a boat.
Oh, my. That would be a nightmare. Go ahead, though.
Yeah, it is. But that's why you have to have those longer rods. They get out there further, and I'll have a little more distance between the tips. And it's a pretty simple rig. You got a 1 ounce weight on the bottom, or a 2 ounce weight even, and two crappie hooks up your line, you know, 18 inches apart. And that's all it is. And the deal for because of the heavy weight is as you are moving, so you have to drag that stuff with you. You don't want all the lines way out in front if you're floating back, or way behind you if you're floating front.
Right, yep.
Those heavy weights keep everything with you as you move.
Exactly. Well, so, it gets them. The person running, now just my job was just, I was just a guest on the boats, you know. My job was easy. Usually a long-handled net, you know, a net with a long handle to reach down and grab, snatch those crappie out. So it was great fun. I enjoyed it. But I, on each occasion, I thought, my gosh, this old boy has got his hands full, you know.
Yeah.
Especially when you've got, well, with me, I, you know, fished enough to follow instructions pretty well. But, you know, get some, you know, inexperienced fishermen in the boat. I can see how that could, it could get a little bit challenging at times, you know.
Yeah.
That's putting it mildly.
To say the least.
Yeah. Well, Seth, we're just about out of time. How about hooking everybody up with you on Facebook and, you know, your website, phone number, whatever there?
You bet. The website, it's lakeforkcatandcrappie.com. Same name on Facebook. You can look me up there, like the page, and see everything we've been doing. Or just give me a call at 903-736-4557.
Well, Seth, thank you a lot, buddy, for being with us, and Merry Christmas to you. It's coming just around the corner, so hope you and your family have a great Christmas, buddy.
Merry Christmas to you, brother, and everybody that's listening, and Happy New Year.
That was my buddy, Mr. Seth Vanover. You know, I remember when Seth first began guiding. It's been several years ago now, but I knew that he had what it takes to become a successful fishing guide. Catching fish is a big part of it, and Seth knew how to do that before he became a fishing guide, really, but just how he deals with people. He takes care of the folks that, and you know, that he's in charge of. And a guide, that's exactly what a guide has to do. I used to be a hunting guide out west, you know, out in the mountains for about 7 years, and when you get somebody that trusts you to show them the ropes in the outdoors, you might not always catch a big string or a fish or kill a bear or a bull elk or whatever, but you do owe a person the, you know, a good time, the best you can do to show them a good time in the outdoors. And Seth certainly does that. Hope everyone had a Merry Christmas. We had a good one around these parts here. Oh, last month, the end of last month, we went down to Greenville and had a outdoor winter rendezvous. That was certainly a lot of fun. I had a good time, and a lot of the readers and listeners and friends showed up. I did a bunch of cooking, made a Dutch kettle cobbler, and cooked a bunch of pork barbecue. We had some fish. Bill Carey came and brought some stripers, and we blackened stripers and just had a great time. But that's what spending time in the outdoors is all about, at least the way I see it. You know, it's just it's about getting together and have a good time. And I hope this coming year that we all do make time to get out in the outdoors and have fun and just spend time together. We're out of time for this week's show. Tune in next week, folks. We'll have a bunch more fun. What do you say? Folks, today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Air Force Air Guns, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Sightmark, Texas-raised hunting products, Pyramid Air, Striper Express up on Lake Texoma, Mill Creek Ranch Resort at Canton, United Country Texas Landmark Properties, the best of Texas barbecue sauce, and Nielsen Specialty Ammo.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.